Think for a moment with me. Imagine in your mind's eye, in your heart of hearts, the time when you have felt, one of the times when you have felt most alive, verdant, and vibrant, and vital. Not just tripping and plodding and trekking and trotting from one moment to the next, but truly alive. Because there's a difference, isn't there? There's a difference between simply living, simply existing, and being alive. Jesus is inviting you and me today to his true life. To be truly alive with him, because that's where he says true life really is. Not merely existing from one moment to the next, going from breath to breath. But to know that you are, and that you matter, and that you belong, that you have a purpose in this world, that you are alive, that the very spirit and life of God courses in your veins from the moment that he knitted you together in the womb, and forever to be alive. That's what Christ's offering us today, offering you. Come, he says, eat my flesh. Drink my blood and enjoy the life that I have for you. And the word that he uses for eat is pretty fun. The first word he uses for eat is just the regular old normal everyday word for eat. You know, sitting down at a dinner party and cutting your meat up in tiny pieces and eating it with your fork and your knife and using two hands. But the second word he uses, he makes it a little more graphic. He says, I don't want you to just eat my flesh and drink my blood. I want you to gobble me up, like how your dog rushes in through the door and has a bowl of food and starts to mow it down. That's how I want you to eat me, he says. He uses a different word. He uses the word for animals eating in a trough. Ha! I want you to hunger and thirst and gnaw on me, he says, to be truly alive. So what does it mean to be truly alive in Christ? What does it mean to be truly alive in Christ? What does it mean to not go just day to day, but to know what true life means? Holy Communion tells us, and I will tell you exactly what Holy Communion tells us in the same way that I tell all of my First Communion students, everybody who's coming up for First Communion. And so that means we're going to have sign language, so you have to participate with me. Are you ready? The first thing Holy Communion is, and the first way that God gives us life through Holy Communion is by remembering. So do this. Put your thumb on your forehead, and then you're going to tack down that memory on your other thumb, just like this. Holy Communion is remembering. You see, when we take Holy Communion here, and this is why remembering is first, is that Jesus commanded us to remember him. He said, do this in remembrance of me. And that's the key to living life the way that God invites you to live it, in fullness and vigor every day. You see, communion isn't something just for Sundays. Holy Communion is how we live each day, all the time. Holy Communion here on Sunday is just practice for the rest of the week. Holy Communion is just the starter course for the rest of your life. And so when we totally understand what Christ is doing in communion, we know what Christ is doing every day, all the time, and how he gives us life that way. So the first thing is remembering. Christ commands us, remember. Holy Communion is remembering what Christ has done, that he laid down his life for us so that we could live. Not just now, but forever. And the way that he gives us life then is when we remember that Christ is with us, not just here on Sundays, not just in this building, but each moment of every day, whether up or down or in or out or wherever you happen to be. To be alive is to remember that Christ is present everywhere. The second thing, Holy Communion, is eating and drinking. Do this with me, eating and drinking. Come on, Gene, you too. Eating and drinking. Very good. Bryce, all right, I see you there. Oh, he's out for the count. Bryce, eating and drinking. And this is I love this, because Jesus knows that we're weak. Jesus knows that we forget things. Jesus knows we need reminders. Jesus knows that we can't do it without something to grasp in our hand. And so he says, this is my body. This bread is my body. This wine is my blood. Take and eat. Take and drink. Because I want you to know that my love is as real as this bread. And when it enters you, my love truly enters you as this bread does. And when you digest it and it gives you energy and life, my love does the same thing. And it is as real as that bread and as real as that wine. And you can touch it and taste it on your tongue and in your throat. It's part of you, my love is. I'm giving it to you. Don't worry. It's there. I'm there. So go ahead, eat and drink, gobble me up. And remember. The next one is Holy Communion is forgiveness of sins. Everybody do this. Forgiveness of sins. Angie remembers. Forgiveness of sins. Holy Communion is forgiveness of sins. See, Jesus said, this cup is the new covenant in my blood shed for you for the forgiveness of sin. And I'll get up here and I will say to Rich, Jesus loves you, Rich. Or I'll say to the whole group, Jesus loves you and forgives your sins. And you'll go, yeah, yeah. Maybe somebody else, but not me. I know Pastor Aaron's not talking about me because I've done some pretty crazy stuff. Ugh. And that's why we do something very special in Lutheran Church. I love this. We do something very special in Lutheran Church. And so when you come forward and you receive the bread in your hand, you yourself, Kristen and Fred, you yourself will get your own very little own sermon just for you. The body of Christ given for Fred? No, for you. For you, Kristen. And for you, Josh. And for you, Larry. And for you, Pat. Not for somebody else, but in that moment, just for you. So you can know that God's love is general for all, but it's for you, too. And not just the people sitting next to you. And that God's forgiveness is for you. Thank you, Peyton. No, not Peyton. McCoy. Peyton's next to you. So Holy Communion is remembering, eating and drinking the forgiveness of sins. Holy Communion is thanksgiving. Everybody make the thank you sign. Thank you. Thank you. Get down. We have to do it down. If you do it up, it's kind of like a you want to do it down. Thank you. Holy Communion is a thank you. And so in the Greek, we say Eucharist. Sometimes you've heard Holy Communion referred to as Eucharist, which is the Greek word for thanksgiving. And so we get together to say thank you to God. The Lord be with you and also with you. Lift up your hearts. We lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give God thanks and praise. That's the thanksgiving part. It's called the Great Thanksgiving. It's the Eucharist. Holy Communion is saying thank you that Jesus indeed does forgive us and love us and wants to remember that all the time. Jesus commands us to remember that all the time. That's a good commandment. Holy Communion is a celebration. Do like this, celebration, celebration. Let me ask you a question, RJ. His eyes got this big. On your birthday party, Did you get one little cupcake with one little candle and then you just went and stand in a corner and sing to yourself, happy birthday to me, happy birthday? Is that how you celebrated your birthday? No, what happened? You had some friends over. You had a big birthday cake. Did you sing? Yeah, okay, so you celebrated RJ, your being alive, your existence, by having friends over, singing some songs, lighting some candles, right? Hey, we do that every week. We sing some songs. We get together with our friends. We light some candles. To celebrate what God is doing in our lives. Holy Communion is a celebration. That's truly living. That's what God wants for us each day, to celebrate and give thanks for what God is doing. To get together with each other. To have a meal together. To remember the goodness of the Lord. Holy Communion is just that, being together. Do this with me. Holy Communion is being together. Holy Communion is being together. That's why it's called communion. Communion means togetherness. It means community. And so not only are we in communion with our Lord Jesus Christ, who invites us to his table, we're in communion with each other. And not only each other here at St. Luke's, but each other, all of our brothers and sisters all around the globe who are all eating at Christ's table, and all the people who have gone before us as well. In the ancient church, they used to have a giant loaf of bread. Maybe not that big. I don't know. But it was really big. In the ancient church, they had a big loaf of bread. And in the cathedral, in the main square, or in the main church there, they would they'd break it, and they'd give it to Sarah. And Sarah would get on her horse, and she would take it down to the next church. And she'd give it to them, and then they'd celebrate communion, and they'd have some leftovers, and then give it to Fred. And Fred would get on his horse and ride it to the next church and break it off. And they would give it to Chris, and Chris would get on his horse, and he would ride it to the next church. And they would all literally eat from the same big loaf of bread because they were one. They were together in Christ. Now, we don't do that anymore because the bread would get moldy. And we would need a really big piece. But the point is the same. We're all invited together to be together at Christ's table. So let's do that. Holy Communion is being together. Holy Communion is looking to the future. Like this. Holy Communion is looking to the future. When we'll all be together at Christ's heavenly table. And all celebrating and singing with all the saints and angels. And feasting there at the heavenly table. And so to be alive isn't just to celebrate that fact on Sundays here at Holy Communion, but to celebrate that fact wherever you happen to be, that your story doesn't end with whatever is going on in your life right now. Your story ends with singing and dancing and feasting with all the saints around Christ's heavenly table. And that's what this means. And that's what it is to be alive. To know where your story ends. To look to the future. And see the great gift that God has for you. Finally, Holy Communion is being strengthened. Let me see your muscles. Come on, RJ, big muscles. Kane, muscles, let's see them. Come on, I know you can. Yeah. Being strengthened to serve. With the life that Christ gives you, to remember that Christ is in every moment of every day, that he's giving himself to you all the time, to remember that, to partake in the holy food that he has, to eat and drink and know that his love is as real as that bread and wine, to know that his forgiveness is for you, to be thankful for all the blessings that God is giving you, to see them, to recognize them, and to say thanks be to God, and to celebrate what God is doing in your life together with all your brothers and sisters in Christ, to know that that is our destiny, that is God's plan for us, to be alive in the life that Christ gives us is all those things. And knowing that, owning it, feeling it, is what gives us strength, is how God gives us strength to serve and invite others to that. To receive Christ in Holy Communion is to be alive and to receive Christ in the same way throughout your life is to truly live. Jesus says, "My body is true food and my blood is true drink, which gives life to the world." Indeed it does. And Holy Communion shows us how. So come to the table. Come to the table and receive the life that Christ has for you and enjoy it each day. Amen.